The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Welcome to The Simba Room Effect, brought to you by Dave, Matthew, and the guys from the Coriolis Effect podcast. I'm Dave. And this is an actual play podcast telling the ongoing story of Granite Hold and the adventures of Potboy the Ogre and Rado Maramai and Grendel the Changelings. This scenario has only been lightly edited into 5 parts. So let us take you into the dark and mysterious world of Simba Room, to the kingdom of Ambria and the forests of Davakar. Sit back and enjoy the tale of troubled spirits. Part 5. Previously, on the Simba Room Effect. Whilst investigating Grendel's old house, our heroes unwittingly unleashed a wispy and corrupt tentacled spirit and fled into the night to escape, only to find themselves chased down by the night terrors that haunt Granite Hold's streets. They found a haven in the nick of time and were dragged into Kalugo's place, battered, but alive. The next day they returned to the house in daylight, bringing Priest Kenaniah to see the evil for himself. Shocked and awed, Kenaniah orders the house immediately sealed and guarded, until the evil it contains can be purified.
But I will express, as a player, my frustration that I have no idea. I am a simple ogre who works in a pub. And when something weird goes on, you get the priest in, and the priest explains what's happened. Going on. You don't want the priest to go, ooh, I don't know, what do you think it is? It's the whole object of priest, to be perfectly frank. If priests haven't got the answer, why do we listen to them?
Maybe we shouldn't.
And he says, well, there's...
What, yes, okay,
we must leave. And he walks back up. So this is your chance to throw him in the hole if you want.
No,
I just lean quite heavily on this wall. As he's walking past. No, I don't.
He comes out and says to the acolyte, go and fetch the other brothers. We must seal off this place before we can purify it.
I nod.
Get out.
Yes,
for the entire duration of this visit.
He says to the acolyte as well, go to the watch and get some guardsmen to guard this place. Nobody must enter or leave. This place must be purified.
Mm-hmm. Finally, action. Mm-hmm. All right, time to open up. I say, looking at the
sun.
Reflection of the...
Oh, God.
On your...
Town clock.
On your... Yeah, who was it?
On my little wristband.
Apple,
town clock.
Apple sundial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the pub, I suppose, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's lots of activity as you go. There's sort of... priests are running back and... Yeah, the brother magister has been called as well. There's a big gathering of priests around the house, and there's some chanting, and there's some wards being cast,
and all of a sudden half the town collapses in the smoke and flame.
Yeah, do you think I ought to go back to the pub and just pack his bags?
Well, I haven't got my bag.
Yeah, but he's even easier then. Okay, so you get back to the pub, and you find Amla sitting in a corner looking very, very
sad,
upset and sad.
I go straight past Amla upstairs to the bedroom.
No, Elgor's still there.
Alive?
Alive,
yes, he's alive, yeah.
Okay. Say,
reassured, I come back down.
What happened?
I've been warned that the judge is going to be visiting me this morning to declare that if Elgor and I can't run a respectable house, then the council will have no choice but to shut us down.
What reasons are they giving for you not?
The violence in our inability to control our patrons.
We controlled the patrons.
Yeah. Well, from having a fight in the first place. They're not shutting us down straight away, but they're... This is going to be, I think, a final warning.
What have the Watch done there? Have they done their job? Have they spoken to the witnesses?
The Watch
made
are...
it clear that those people came in deliberately to cause trouble. Mm.
The Watch aren't...
To from this.
Impartial in this, no, are they? I think we just have to be extra careful about who we allow in and...
What's having you?
Perhaps we should get some extra muscle to help... Protect the face.
No.
You can't be here all the time, Popboy.
I point towards the door.
Absolutely, but still, wouldn't hurt to have a couple of Kalugos heavies helping us, would it? You can be in charge of them. In fact, I would want you to be in charge of them.
I just go off to fetch a couple of heavies and Kalugos.
Is that what you call it? We're going to fetch a couple of heavies.
Pass a couple of heavies over.
It's like when he says, the time when he having the barbecue, and he said, oh, I'm going for a Waz. And I said, I've chosen to assume that means he's having a wee. So whilst we're waiting for Popboy, is there anything you guys want to do?
Well, I assume what I'll say to it, I guess it's really behind getting rid of turning me red. What's his name?
Tor.
Tor wants us out, doesn't he?
He does, yes.
Well, should we invite him round your old house for a chat?
Yeah, look, let's discuss it.
A chat down in the cellar.
Yes. How old is Mr. Tor?
He's probably late 40s.
We could do a Christmas carol on him. Just visit him. This guy's just on there scaring him to death. Not that, yes. Indeed, yes. Pummel him, yeah. Take him to the Ceron.
So what are you doing, guys?
I think we've decided to push Mr. Tor down the pit in the Ceron, I think.
So what do we know about Haventor? Remind me.
Yeah, he lives in ornate Starish Manor on the edge of the East Square. His houseman, Mr. Black, lives there. His other servants don't, it's just the two of them. He's known to drink at the Granite Tree Inn, Granite Tree Tavern. The kind of the prevailing rumour around town is that he's not really noble, he just pretends to be, because he's quite rich.
Just a jumped up merchant then.
He claims to be connected to the Tor family back in Indoros, the Tor clan, who are a powerful political force in Thistlehold and in Indoros. But no one's ever really questioned it, or he's never been forced to prove it. The kind of prevailing rumour around Granite Hold is that the ruling cabal, you know, Judge Gwadir, Priest Kenaniah, Brother Magister, don't really like him, but tolerate him because he's useful and he's got a lot of money. And he seems to think of himself as one of the ruling cabal, along with those three.
But if the rest of the ruling cabal don't like him, is there any value in just telling them the truth that Tor came round and threatened Amla with trouble just a day before the trouble mysteriously happened?
Mm-hmm. We could try, but then there was that meeting after the trouble.
How long does it stop you getting corruption? How long then take your corruption to your temporary corruption.
Temporary corruption.
End of the scene. Uh-huh. So it's gone now.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
So here is my plan, which I share with you in sign language, and therefore takes some time.
Well, then but seeing we'd probably rather slit our wrists than have you do that for real, why don't you just tell us what that is?
If you prefer I role-played it, then role-played I shall. What we need is for Vili to not only confess...
Vili.
So what's his name?
Vili.
Vili.
V-I-A...
V-E-E-R-L-I.
V...
What? Confess he was paid.
Vili.
E-E-R-L-I. To not only confess, but to name Ivan Watsit. We can't get Ivan Watsit, and if we did, then it comes back in power. Vili, on the other hand, we can get at. Vili has more than one secret, and you have the power to get those secrets out of him. We could potentially...
He has more than one secret.
I'm sure he has a whole bunch of secrets. He's not a nice man, is he?
We could... Just a high club, although, isn't he?
My telepathic only allows me to ask a yes-no question. So I can't get his life history out of his head.
Yeah, but, off the top of my head... I don't know whether he's married, but if he is, he's probably cheating on his wife. We can get those answers out of him. We can threaten him with those answers, blackmail him, is what I'm saying, as well as with my implicit violence, and persuade him that he should make a full written confession in front of the judge and give the judge something to hold against Ivan Tor. And if his written confession said that he realised he'd gone too far, and if only it wasn't for the intervention of the yoga and the two changings in the pub, things would have gone even more badly. Somebody, after all, told the goblins. Somebody wanted there to be a bigger fight.
Maybe it is, yeah.
I may only have 7 cunning. But that's what I suggest we do.
What do we know about this really then, and where he...
Where he hangs out then.
Where he kind of works, hangs out.
You can do a bit of asking around. Because you did make a roll before and you didn't really know. You obviously knew him around, but you didn't know, you recognised his face, but you didn't really know what he did.
One of you guys should go and hang out at the Granite Tree Pub, which is probably where he hangs out only.
So, if you can make a persuade roll if you want to go and do a little bit of talking, see what you can find out.
I'm not especially persuasive.
Being persuasive at 15, but not actually being a talker.
Yeah, well, I'm persuasive at 7.
About 10. Or I could try and lure Mr. Really out somewhere where we can get hold of him by disguising myself as...
it would be better. I think what Tony's thinking about is we need to know a little bit about him before we...
Go after him. Well, that's fair enough.
So, you guys should go to the pub and see what you can find out about him.
We should probably be talking about the Granite Hole pub here.
The Granite Tree pub.
Granite Tree Tavern, yeah.
Let's leave number one. I mean, it might not actually be the fruitful one, but... Or we could just go all together and sit in the Granite Tree Pub and I can be persuasive by just staring at people.
Well, you could,
thereby practising my hard stare.
I'm just thinking I wouldn't...
So when the shit does hit the fan, I'll be an adept to dominate.
Is that what you're doing then, guys?
Well, I just think I'll choose the fact that I had that punch up with him in the middle of the pub. He's not going to be all that keen to talk.
He's not going to be talking to you. No, we're looking for mates.
Yes,
I know that. Know him.
Yes, but they're not.
Just find out what he does when hanging out, so we can basically get him on his own and put the pressure on him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to. Make persuade rolls then at the Granite Tree Tavern, if that's where you go. Mostly humans in here. A couple of goblins.
No, 14. No.
11. No.
No, you don't really.
14, that would have been quite persuasive if it came from me. You got 11, what's your persuasion?
7.
7, okay, so I'm going to get somewhere between 16 and 17. Yeah, 17.
So that'd be a no then.
You go to the Granite Tree Tavern. You don't really manage to strike up any meaningful conversations with anybody.
That's my big failing, let's say. Non-talking persuasive person.
I don't see Veerly in there.
Well, funny you should say that.
Have what?
You do, actually. He comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He can't fail to notice you. And he sort of rolls his eyes and walks out.
Ah, well.
Well, that's sort of...
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Who's he with? Anyone, or was he on his own?
He's with one other person.
What will we need to follow him then? What skill would that come with?
Discreet.
If you want to do it discreetly, then discreet. Against his vigilant.
Oh, shit. Who's got the highest discreet?
Mine's 8.
8. Bugger all then.
Oh, I had to ask.
What is your discreet?
5.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay.
Oh, what the hell? I'll try and follow him in.
Okay, it's at -4, I'm afraid. It's not impossible.
Roll 3 dice.
You're up to +. Well. Go on.
Yeah, can I borrow it? Sod it. I'm going to go down in flames.
I'm staying in the pub.
I fail with all 3 of my rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, same. He's seen us blundering around. Get the other one back.
Blundering around saying, don't let him see us!
Yes. No, what do you mean him? No, we're not. No. Oh, hello.
Don't get too close behind him!
Yeah, you make a complete pig's ear of it.
No, we'll just turn around and go somewhere else.
Are you still in the pub? And in effect, he sort of stops and he sort of waits for you. And you don't realise he's done that until you sort of bump into him.
Oh, nice day, isn't it?
And he's with another guy who you're going to recognise the face, but you don't know him particularly.
Is it one of the guys who was with him in the inn when...
It was, yeah. He says, look, why are you bothering me?
No. Are
you following me?
Nah, mate, just push past.
Just happened to be walking this way.
Okay, well, I'm going for a drink in the Blackbeard Hostel, and I don't expect to see any of you lot there.
Don't you?
Any, why not?
It's a public house, is it not an inn that anyone can...
Well, if you're not following me, I don't expect you to be in there.
We'll go to whatever pub we
choose
to go to.
Are you going to the Blackbeard Hostel, then?
What do we have to tell you?
It's none of your business where we're going.
Yeah, look, if you're trying to...
What?
Trying to incite me into another fight, then no. I'm not going to fall for that twice, you know.
What do you mean?
And he's saying it very loudly, so lots of people can hear.
What do you mean incite you to a fight? When did I last incite you to a fight?
Oh, yesterday. The ridiculous rubbish food that you sell at the Lonesome Ogre, and then you start punching customers who... You complain about it. He's saying it really loudly, so as many people as possible can hear.
Well, we all know who started that fight. We all know...
Through the first punch.
Yeah, you
all know you came in...
Oh, dear.
Deliberately looking for a fight.
I wasn't looking for a fight. I was looking for a stew.
You were looking for a fight. Right. You were paid to come in and start the fight, weren't you?
Oh. Look, you guys are bothering me now. Either leave or I will force you to leave.
What? Hey, that's not very friendly.
Well, you're bothering me. I want to go for a drink in the Blackbeard Hostel. You're following me.
Am I stopping you? No, I'm not.
Okay, he turns around and walks off towards the Blackbeard Hostel. Because you're basically on the road from the Granite Tree Tavern to the Blackbeard Hostel. So your argument has been telling on this square here outside the market. Now there's quite a lot of people there who've been listening.
Finish my drink.
Tempted, shall we?
Have another one. I can't
really afford to get into a fight with him because
you can't.
Because I'll be dead.
Oh,
so I'm all for annoying him, but
yeah.
Well, we know where he's going.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the whole town's heard where he's going.
Yeah, so he cares that him and his mate walk into the Blackbeard hostel.
Send me into the Blackbeard hostel. Get me. Send me to the Blackbeard hostel. I'll just sit across the bar from him and watch him as I drink my beer.
Is that what you're doing then?
I'm going to go back to get Potboy.
Well, I could change my appearance and go into the Blackbeard.
You could, yeah.
Well, that's another why not then.
Okay, you can find an alleyway, yeah?
Yeah.
If you make a resolute roll. And what are you trying to turn yourself into?
Oh, just a non... Somebody, you know, just a...
Somebody with a kissing curl and a big red cape. Yeah. Somebody with, like, blue and red pyjamas.
Superman, Superman, yeah. Well, should I just go on anyway?
Somebody with a little horn cap and a D on his chest. Daredevil.
Yes. No, I just found an idea. No, I'm just going to do the hostel anyway. If you're going to get it.
Potboy. Okay.
I'm sure there's many rooms in the pub. There's usually different rooms in the pub, isn't
there? Yeah, there's different parts, yeah.
Yeah.
Sitting in a different part from...
Well, I can see. It's mostly so across, you know, so I can see him across the bar.
Right, yeah.
But sitting in a different part, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Potboy.
What do you do?
I'm coming to get you and telling you... Okay, this guy, had a little chat with him. Didn't go that well. But we do know where he is. He's gone to the, what's called the
Blackbeard Hostel.
Blackbeard Hostel.
Okay. I finished my drink.
Grindel's gone to follow him into the pub.
Put a little coin on their thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you saying that...
That's either a sexual proposition... That definitely is a sexual proposition.
Now, so...
I walk out the door.
I've no idea.
Probably
stroking his chin. I've no idea what he meant, but I'm following him. Are you heading towards the
Blackbeard?
Yeah, good. We're heading to the...
Blackbeard.
And there's you thinking you're stroking something else, or whatever.
That makes perfect sense now.
Yeah. Right then. Okay, are you both going into the Blackbeard Hostel?
No, I think I'm going to wait outside and watch the door. Just have a walk around it. Are there other ways in and out? Or is it just
a veranda thing on the back. There's a way in there and there's a way in the front.
The Blackbeard take our beer, don't they?
They do, yes.
So I go in and I greet the barman friendly.
Yep. Strangely enough, the barman's called Blackbeard.
I rub my stomach.
He understands you perfectly. Seriously, exactly what you mimed. And you can see Veerly is in there as well.
Leaning back against the bar, observing the bar. Where's Veerly sitting in the...
He's sitting on at a table on one side.
Is he watching me?
He's seen you. Yeah, he's there with one other person.
Raise my pint.
Okay,
take the smallest sip. Put the pint down on the bar.
Okay.
Watch him.
He drinks up.
Mm-hmm.
And leaves.
Pay a coin to the barman.
Okay.
Walk out.
Following him, I assume.
Well, I'm assuming these guys are following him.
So Veerly comes out as you're sort of scouting around the outside of the Blackbeard Hostel town. He's looking increasingly...
Agitated, is he?
Agitated, yeah, him and his mate. And they walk back along the road from the Blackbeard Hostel towards the main square, the West and East Square.
Well, finishing my pint of following those two anyway.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Are you following?
Yeah.
Okay. He walks up to the main square, goes across the stone bridge, across the east square, and down the long road towards the Goblin Market, which is this area here. And he stops at a stall here, which is known as the Bear Market, which has got lots of stuff that's just been foraged and hunted from the forest, including things like bear pelts and stuff. And he seems to be... He greets the people who are there, and he then seems to take over and selling at the store. And you go, that's where I remember him from. He runs the Bear Market. And then you remember that the guy with him, it's one of his hunters. No wonder he's so good at spotting you, following you.
Well, that's Handy Harry, isn't it?
And they start working their stall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Right. I'll head back to work.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys start asking around about the guy that runs the bear stall.
That's it, isn't it? He runs it, and the guy's a hunter for him, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
But we want to dig up some dirt on him, don't we?
We're looking for dirt on him. We're looking for, you know, mm-hmm. Does he have a wife, kids, all that sort of stuff?
Okay, did you want to make persuade rolls again then, guys?
Well,
if you're wandering around just trying to get in conversation.
No, not that school.
Three successes.
Okay, that's a full success then, Tony. Three dice and three successes, excellent.
That's the first one of those today, I think.
It is.
Seven skill.
You do find out a little bit that... he used to have three hunters. He now only has two. One of them was suspected of... everyone thought they had a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
But really, he'd always said that the hunter had just gone out hunting once and didn't come back. Which is not uncommon, actually. Or it's uncommon. It's obviously, hunting in Davikar is very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Even close to the edge. He is married. He has a couple of kids. They live in the slums, but he's rumoured to have a girlfriend, a mistress, who lives in the merchant quarter that he visits every now and then. Sometimes he gets caught there overnight and says to his wife that he's been stuck at the Blackbeard or didn't get out early enough before the curfew, and you don't want me walking home through the dark, do you, dear? But his wife is renowned for being a bit vicious and thinks that things might go badly if she found out about his dalliances.
Okay.
So what yes, no question can we ask him that will confirm some... Do we know anything about the mistress? Tony, did you find out anything about the mistress?
Yeah, I think you probably did. Her name is Margaret, and she lives in an orphan's hostel down on Merchant Quarter here. Orphans, I mean, she's not like she's a little child, but
she's 8 years old.
A damning bit of blackmail that we need.
No, it's not. It's not like that.
She runs the orphan's hostel,
but she's quite young, but she's not that young. And they don't kick them out. She's been there for a long time, but they don't at the hostel. They don't kick them out just because they've become adult. They've got nowhere to go, so she helps around the place and does some, you know, little bits of craft work that she sells at the market for a few. Well, not really thala, a few orteg here and there.
What's our objective though? We're going to try and blackmail him with this information.
To do is intimidate him with more than physical violence.
Threaten to tell his wife about his mistress.
Exactly, yes. But what we need to do is find some absolutely incontrovertible piece of evidence that isn't... No, this isn't going to work because you're mind tricks.
Well, do we need any incontrovertible evidence? Do we just need... Not just need to threaten him, the fact that we know about this and we'll tell his wife. Well, we know who his mistress is, where she lives. This information can be passed on to his wife anonymously, and then we can see what happens. Do we need any more? We're not, you know, we're not taking to court over this, are we? We're just trying to use it to blackmail him.
Mm. Well, we do want to take him in front of the judge so that he can write his confession. In front of the justice so that he can write his confession. I think, don't we?
Yes, to prove that, yeah.
All this conversation takes quite some time because I'm communicating most of it.
Six months passed, now it's a fortnight later.
No, it's just,
we may well be having it overnight in the barrel cellar.
Mm. Probably are, because it's probably taking him most of the day to get this information.
So do we just confront him with the threat of telling his wife? We don't really necessarily need any further evidence. If it's true, then the threat is credible, isn't it? Regardless of what evidence we may have.
And so he lost one of his hunters, they say. That's dubious as well, isn't it?
Lost one of the hunters just because hunters in Davakar Forest do get lost. Or lost for another reason. You could ask tomorrow around the name of that hunter and see, for example, whether that hunter was previously the one having an affair with Margaret.
It could be that. He did away with the hunter for because he wanted to have a go himself.
All this subtle thought, of course.
Coming over with a good cunning of seven, yes, right.
Yes.
So, for a bit of luck on Norwich, which pub is the one which the hunters most frequent? There must be, you know, like certain crafts, trades go to a certain pub, weren't they? Yeah.
Usually, either the Blackbeard Hostel or Astor's Hovel, actually, in the slums.
All right.
Even human hunters.
Yeah, it's not exclusively a goblin place. Mm-hmm. It's just primarily a goblin place. Sometimes you even see them come into the Lonesome Ogre, but not so much.
Often, really. That's nice to.
Yeah, I've got to get south. Tosses.
No, I was trying. We don't know the name of the hunter, do we? The one who disappeared.
Did we get the name of the hunter in our.
Did you find it?
Because I got three successes on my run.
You did?
Did we get the name of the hunter that died or went missing?
I think you might have. The hunter was called Arson.
Arson.
So, you have to remember.
And he was the husband of the woman who you rescued in the first scenario. The one who was drunk when he disappeared.
No, this is the
Lucinae, her name is.
So he was the.
And they got three children, Thomas, Tauros, and Talyn.
So how long was that ago?
About
a month. Maybe slightly more.
6 weeks. The hard stare. Moving forward. You tell me this detail. In the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
See if there's any.
Wonder if old What's-His-Face was having a fling affair. That's why he got rid of the hunter.
We could ask her. She owes us.
She can have a chat. We know where she lives, don't we?
Do, yeah.
Or you can do your mind,
though. I can do my Well, if I want to get arrested for you.
Yes, you do know where she lives, and the kids came around and brought you a present for saving your life, a little flower.
Are you the most persuasive one, or are you not coming with us?
I am the most persuasive one. I could possibly come, but obviously you'd have to articulate the question while I look caring and
compassionate.
Okay,
let's go with that then.
And the question being,
Was she having a fling with...
No, it was...
I shake my head, sighing. The question being... kind of, was there anything suspicious about
the disappearance of her husband?
So she lives up here near the timber yards on the north west part of Granite Hold.
And just mentioning his name. Veely's. Veely's.
Okay, let's go. And
yeah,
lock the door. What's her name again?
Lucine.
Lucine. So hi, Lucine. Hi. Again, would like to.
So she sees you, and it's like, come in, go in. Water on the stove for some tea, and it's always nice to see you. And the kids run up and give you a hug and
find the smallest chair that one of the kids offers.
Break their chairs.
Sit on it lightly. One kid on each knee.
There are three of them.
Two kids on that.
So, I'm afraid we do have something we'd like to discuss with you, a sensitive matter. We're sorry to bring this up after this time, but we'd like to talk about your husband's disappearance. We know that he was working as a hunter with Veely.
Yes.
But we were just wondering if there's, at the time, was there anything about his disappearance that struck you as strange or suspicious, or suggested that his death wasn't just a simple hunter being lost in the woods?
Are you saying that there might be, it might not be an accident, or
we don't know? We're asking if you had any
doubts
about that at the time.
Well, he didn't want to go hunting that week. He was pressured into it by Veely, who, I don't know what he's doing with the profits, but said that we needed more goods to sell, and Arson didn't want to go that week. He didn't feel right, but he was pressured into it, and he thought, you know, just another hunting run this week would be fine, but then obviously he never came back. He sniffled a little bit.
Well, we're sorry. We're very sorry.
I turned my attention to the kids, playing with them in my silent, cheerful
way.
Well, is there anything else you think we need to ask?
They had an argument about something. I think
what, profits?
I don't know. I think Arson was thinking that Veely was squandering money on something. He didn't talk to me about it, but and Arson didn't think he was getting enough profit for what they were selling, or he was wondering whether he was skimming some money off the top, and Arson was never getting paid as much as he thought he should for the things he was bringing back.
The mistress, yeah.
No, sorry, Pop Boy, I've absolutely no idea what you're trying to say. You do some words.
Okay, give him the map. Pop Boy is wanting the map.
Oh, money to pay to support, you know, his mistress. Affair with his mistress. Yes, possibly. We can talk to the mistress.
Okay.
I say to this woman, Margaret.
Margaret's?
Was he squandering money on Margaret from the orphanage?
Was Arson squandering money? No, Arson wasn't.
Really?
Arson never said, but he did imply that Veely was doing. Veely was doing something of which his wife wouldn't approve. I mean, Arson wasn't the kind to tell tattletales about people. Possibly, but there was definitely he was definitely concerned that Veely was squandering the money that should have been his and ours, mine. Especially now, you know, you could do with the money now with Arson gone. We're struggling to get by.
I get up. Bow.
Oh,
work my way out of the front door.
pack kids again.
Kids bye, the Uncle Potboy.
Bye.
Bye. And head off down towards the orphanage.
Thanks for the drink. Sorry to have raised such an upsetting matter again.
So did Arson find out what he says was spending money on Margaret and threatened to tell his wife?
No, I don't know, but I'm just thinking that Margaret is... The money might be a different thing. Follow the money,
uh-huh.
as Deep Throat said in the classic Watergate case. And so I feel we ought to follow the money. Now we know that money is being squandered. That may prove more fruitful than mere sex. This, of course, all communicated.
In the usual way.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And right. 15 weeks later, we actually...
Okay, are you heading to the orphanage then?
Yeah.
Should we do that? I mean, Margaret is very likely just to deny anything, isn't she? So I guess I could do a...
Ask about...
Telepathic interrogation, but then that... What was that? When we come to confront Vary, again, does the amount of evidence that we have really matter? If there actually is truth in what we confront it with, that should be enough to...
Maybe.
We could just simply say, look, unless he spills beans, we tell his wife about his mistress. That's the simple and quickest route, isn't it?
Yeah, we spill the beans about his mistress and we might have a brief word with the watch about the mysterious disappearance of Arson.
Arson, yeah.
Just after he complained about the share of proceeds from your hunting and foraging business. Should we just do that?
Sure.
If we're going to see Margaret, what are we going to get from Margaret that we haven't really got?
I mean, she's going to deny anything, isn't she?
Probably. We don't know that. We should go and see whether she denies anything.
Okay, well, let's go and see it then. Okay, we'll go to the orphanage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as you're walking down the road towards the orphanage, you see Veerly go in.
To the orphanage.
To the orphanage.
Well, that proves fine, doesn't it?
I'm just wondering, you know, part of me wants to double check that he's not, like, squandering money on supporting the charitable aims of the orphanage.
Yeah, there is that, isn't there? Yeah.
That doesn't help our case.
No, not really.
I mean, whether or not he's having sex with Margaret.
Yeah, he could be just... Yeah.
Anyway, one of you should go in and be discreet.
Do you want to go and be discreet? Because you can change your form, so what's your discreet?
Ah, yes, you can just be Joe Bloggs, not changeling.
As opposed to...
Although there is if you interact with somebody, there is a risk that they will see through the disguise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but at the very least, you could just be wandering around. If it turns out that the orphanage is a whorehouse, then that might be a useful bit of evidence to gain.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just wander in there.
Although we would surely know that, wouldn't we? It's a small town.
Yeah.
Word would get round. We would have...
Don't look for negatives when we haven't found any positives yet.
You're walking this Joe Blog, interested in making a donation or something, or
just
wander in.
Can you wander in as a woman?
You can turn yourself to look like a woman, absolutely.
I could do.
in case it is a whorehouse, so you don't want to be mistaken for a John necessarily, particularly if they then find that you're a changeling, because they probably already think that changelings rape children. You know, they probably don't want to have that confirmed.
No, we probably don't want
to have that confirmed.
Okay, Andy, are you going to try and shapeshift then?
Yes, okay.
Okay, you need to make a resolute roll.
Make it work this time.
Resolute, where are we?
Okay, again, you can pop into an alleyway and
okay.
A quiet moment.
Here we go, there. Let's turn myself into some young lady. Oh, yeah, 8, there you are.
Okay, so you're turning yourself into a woman.
Into a woman, yes.
Okay.
Wander, yeah, just go down, yes.
Yeah, okay. You wander into the orphanage.
Mm-hmm.
As you go through the front doors, it opens into quite a large courtyard kind of area with a number of rooms off in different directions. The if you make a vigilant roll.
Oh God, this is going to go wrong. No success. One bloody hell.
You're in just enough time to see Veerly go through a particular door with a woman on the other side. You probably recognise Margaret, maybe.
Right.
Going through and close the door behind him.
All right. Okay. Oh, fair enough. Kind of.
It's not very busy here. There aren't many people busy at the moment. No, it's so this is quite early in the morning, isn't it? So you're probably talking about mid morning, 10, 11 o'clock, something like that. By the time you've been to see Lucina and come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder what they're up to then. Is it just a single story building, or?
No, there's a couple of levels. Mm-hmm. So this courtyard thing, which has got a light roof over it. It's sort of slightly open to the elements, but it's got a sort of canvas roof across the top. There are steps up to rooms, a bit like a motel almost, really.
Okay.
And her room is on the upper floor.
Upper floor. All right. Okay. I suppose I could go down the lower floor, see if I can hear any squeaking coming from the upper floor. Well, I could go. Oh no, I'll go up to the door. Yes.
Yeah.
So if I interact, so I've got a. I've done it. So if I interact, I have to roll again, do I?
If you're what, sorry?
Interact.
Well, if you interact with them, or if you talk to somebody, they have a chance to see through the disguise.
All right.
So it's a discreet against vigilant. So you would roll your discreet against their vigilant to see whether.
Probably want to try and avoid that if possible.
Yes, really. Yeah.
See whether they see through the disguise or not.
Yeah. Because it's quite vigilant, isn't it? Somebody's. Yeah.
But you can make a vigilant roll if you're standing outside their door.
Okay. Yep, success again.
Okay, you can hear the.
In fact, critical again is what I meant.
Okay, critical. Yeah. So you can hear quite a lot of. You can hear them talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman's voice says, "Is that all you brought me? Is that all you brought me? You don't love me. You haven't left your wife. You don't bring me very much. You don't. You know what's. You're so disappointing." And you hear Veerly saying, "Look, I'm doing my best, love. It's I don't earn that much. It's I make extra money on the side when I can. But that's where this." And you hear a jingle. "That's uh-huh. where this has come from. But I'm doing my best."
Okay. Matches up, okay, then. I shall leave then.
Okay.
Catch up with these two and report back. So he's keeping Margaret as a mistress and he is sponging off his business. So.
Why does Margaret need the money?
Either she's got it, she's given him a kid, or he's just Peggy. It could be that.
Or she just likes having money spent on her.
Maybe he's just his mistress and she's...
Why is she living in the orphanage?
Well, like I said, really doesn't earn that much, so I don't think he's giving her that much money. Not enough to go and buy a house anywhere, necessarily.
Okay. Let's wait for him to come out.
Okay.
It doesn't take long. A few minutes. A few minutes later.
That's what he gets for the man who's...
Are you trying to be discreet, or are you just standing in the street?
No, we just stand
in front of him, shall we?
One in the street, the other on the other end of the street, another one facing the door.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so he comes out. Who's standing opposite the door?
I suppose I'd be change, or shall I?
You.
Yeah.
So who's standing opposite the door to the...
Oh, I'll be the one standing opposite the...
Okay.
Because I've got the worst discreet, I think.
And I'll be the one looking...
Well, you're not trying to be discreet, are you?
No,
Okay. Who's up this way?
That's the best escape route, is it?
I think, there's ways in all different directions, actually, but...
I'm at one, not so much one end of the street, I'm at the corner of the orphanage.
Yeah. So what, Pop Boy, you at the north end of the orphanage?
We'll be at the street at the south.
Okay. So he comes out, and he sees you.
Right, yeah.
And then he turns, he's like, oh, Jesus. Not Jesus. Prios.
He's not even Christian. Yeah, man.
What is this new thing, this newfound cult? He sees you, he goes, oh, by Prios. And he turns left to walk up. And then he sees you. And he turns around and he walks the other way and he sees you.
And he walk.
I'm closing on him.
Closing in on him. Is it?
So he stops and he says, 3-on-1, that's fair.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. So
how is Margaret?
She's fine.
Uh-huh. Good, good. She's how much this time then?
She appreciates the money you spend on her. I'm sure your wife would
like to know.
Appreciate knowing how much you do as well.
Is that the wife living in the hovel in the shanty town with 3 kids? How many kids was that?
I think it was 3. Well, kids anyway.
Mm. Yeah, you didn't know how many kids. They said kids.
Yes, yes, she has a vile temper, so I'm told.
Vile temper.
Yeah, I heard that as well from someone.
So, you know, us 3 compared to her. Oof.
Well, I'd rather get beaten up by you 3.
We don't.
What is it you want? Beat you up. What do you want?
We a confession. Want you to write a confession.
A confession for what?
Fight.
That Ivantor paid you to come into the Lensum Ogre and start a fight. Which we know that's what happened. We don't care about you or your
mistress. Or everything, or,
you know, so that can all stay secret. We just want it to be known that the fight was started deliberately in an attempt to
close the pub down.
Close the pub down by Ivantor. We know that's
Don't you think that Tor is going to take it badly and be kind of angry with me if I?
Well, that's your
go around team. Saying things like that.
Well, that's your tough
You'd
shit. You took
get
his money.
Beaten up by
your
us
wife.
Than your wife. Would you rather get beaten up by your wife?
And us.
The watch also might be interested in how you come by the extra money that you spend on Margaret. I know Arson was
interested,
slightly suspicious about it before he mysteriously disappeared.
Yes. I'm sure the watch should be interested to hear when they hear that, how he disappeared.
I had nothing to do with Arson's disappearance. This is out. Arson went hunting and didn't come back. It happens. It's dangerous out there.
Well, there's no problem in the watch.
Yes,
looking
but
into the matter, then it will be.
Yes, but you forced him to go out just to keep your little mistress going down there. I'm sure the watch would be very interested in that, and including your wife, of course. I'm sure the amount of shit that your confession will bring down at all will make him far too busy to worry about you.
Tor, the Cabal don't really like dealing with Tor, do they? He's not really one of them. They won't stand by him when things start to go bad.
He's got a lot of money. A lot of money goes a long way.
Well, you'll just have to go out hunting, won't you, for once? Instead of getting other people to do it. Instead of punching poor old... who was the kitchen? It was kitchen boy.
Adalbert, yeah.
Instead of punching poor old kitchen boys for no reason.
And girls.
And girls.
She did hit me with a rolling pin.
After you punched the
kitchen boy.
I know. Did I hear a confession there?
Of course I punched him.
Who's done
it? I'm not denying that I punched the kitchen boy.
Well, you did deny.
No, I said it was in self-defence.
Oh, yes, when you grabbed him by the throat and punched. Interesting.
Look, I can see you've done some research here. I can see that this probably isn't the best place for us to have this conversation in the open, where anyone can see us.
No, judge's lodgings.
How are you going to stop Tor getting someone to kill me?
That's not our problem, really.
Well, it is, because if I think I'm going to be killed by Tor, I'm never going to do what you want me to.
What do you have on Tor?
If you have enough on Tor, the Cabal will throw him out. You must have done quite a few dirty jobs for him.
Make it persuade roll, Andy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, picking up my dice.
So this is where are we?
10. Okay.
Against his, it says minus 3.
Shite. Come on. Oh bollocks! Can't we just minus 1?
Sorry.
No.
Can't poor boy have a go.
No.
Only spot that I was onto something there when I said that. Though. Can't we just punch him instead?
He says, "Look, it's not my fault that you're a changeling and everybody wanted to run you out of town."
Yes, but you're a human, and humans seem to fucking. Well, can't just punch him. They not just me. They ran my parents out of town. Tor ran my parents out of town.
Yeah, I feel.
What?
I feel a bit bad about that, really. I quite like your parents. They're decent people.
Dead now.
Mm. So why should you work for a wanker like that who ran my parents out of town?
Money for his war.
Well, you must know a lot of dirt to get rid of Tor.
Make a persuade roll, the other two of you.
I whisper in his ear.
I fail.
And is it minus 3, yeah?
Minus 3. We can make your life easy. Or we can make it hard. 7.
What's that? A success?
That's a success. That's a success.
He says, all right, I'll turn up at the Guildhall just before curfew. And I will talk to the judge. Because I don't want to be seen going in and talking to the judge.
By who?
By anybody.
Then we go drinking until curfew, you and I.
What time is it now?
It's about lunchtime now. Look, Hangzi is expecting me back at the stall. If I don't go back to the stall, he might think something's up.
This was his crony we saw, yeah. Was it? All right. I have a feeling you're thinking I should take, what's his name, Shape, and go to the stall. Right?
See? What?
Just because he had the same idea.
Yeah, it's only taken us how many gaming hours to finally figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think you figured it out. It's potluck, I mean.
Potluck, alright. Yeah. Well, I could do, yes.
Yes, although if then, you know, you are going to have to react or interact with his minion, aren't you? That's probably not going to
work.
It's not going to work for the whole afternoon, is it?
Well, I can just scowl and look angry. Don't have to be all that communicative.
Yeah, although you can't, but again, you can't imitate a specific individual.
No, you can't imitate him specifically, no.
You mean I've got to go up to another level before I can start doing that?
Yes, I think so.
Alright.
He says, look, Elise, let's go to the Lonesome Ogre or something. Let's just not be standing around in the street talking.
Well, okay. We should probably go. I suppose the
go to the, although we don't want him to start a fight in the Lonesome Ogre.
Well, I'll miss Tor maybe watching though, didn't he? So one of the other pubs?
The Hovel.
The Hovel? Yeah, we can go through the back streets of the Hovel, can't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go there.
So you're just going to leave Hangzi hanging, eh?
Well, give me a minute. Is there a kind of a messenger system in the town that we could...
You leave your wife hanging.
Oops, sorry.
Are you truly such a coward that you fear Hangzi more than you fear your wife?
Just thinking it might look a bit odd.
Is there a messenger system?
No, not really. It's too small a village.
We could. Blokey boy could change into generic hunter fellow. And just keep an eye on them without raising suspicions that we were intimidating. And he could go and work at the stall, I guess.
Yeah, as long as we keep a close eye on him. I think he's a definite flight risk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's let him go and work on the stores. Hey, we'll be watching. If he tries to leave or run away, well, we know where his wife lives. And she
actually want to tell his wife, then we lost our bargaining chip.
Our bargaining chip is threatening to tell her those. I'm not saying we are going to tell her, I'm saying we are threatening to. That is our bargaining chip.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you taking him to Astor's hovel? Are you?
No, I think we're going to let him go back to Astor. And he is going to... doesn't know it yet, but...
Okay.
What are you doing with him then?
Although...
it's what you're doing.
Do you get corruption every time you do that? Is it a...
No, you don't get corruption for doing that, I don't think, because it's not a power, is it, Andy Shapeshifter?
It's a talent, was it?
It's a racial trait that you could have taken if you wanted to.
So, we're suggesting now that we'll let him go and work on his store for the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kind of keep an eye on him. You can shapeshift to some...
hunter type.
Generic hunter type and just hang about and keep an eye on
him. Yeah, it's a racial trait, yes, yeah.
And we'll be close by. We'll threaten him that if he tries to run, we'll get immediately go and tell his wife about what he's been up to.
Well, yeah, I suppose if it doesn't cost me any corruption, I can just wander by in different disguises all the time, won't I?
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't see through all every single bloody one.
Well, he knows we're going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's not him we have to fool with this one.
Yeah, we're doing it for his benefit, so it doesn't look like
he's dealing
you're
with
you're watching him. Yeah.
We're watching him.
Make a resolute roll then, Andy.
Okay.
And thinking we could also threaten him with telling him, not just the wife, but we could threaten to go to Ivan Tor and say he's been wanting to spill the beans on Ivan Tor's activities.
Mm-hmm. Could do.
The range of threats.
Yeah. So not only did he...
11, yep. Yeah. Okay, 11.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So he says, well, okay, look... you've got me over a barrel. If I don't want things to turn out really badly, I need to do what you want me to do. So, as I said, I'll be at the Guildhall at just before the last bell.
Uh-huh.
Who will be watching? You better go back and tell.
I'm
there, yeah.
Okay, so he goes...
Yeah, we'll go do that, but then come back. Be not... obvious, but kind of nearby.
So you two keeping up sort of a general watch in that area as well, are you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the time I turn to a...
there's quite a lot of goblins there.
Uh-huh.
Quite a few that you know, obviously, from being in the Astor's hovel. He works the stall all day.
Right, yeah, when I wander around in different discussions, whatever.
Yeah, you can do that, that's fine. As the bells start to ring,
uh-huh,
half an hour before curfew, he starts clearing up. His other hunter is there, Hangzi, and he says something to Hangzi, and then Hangzi looks a bit fed up, but starts to clear up the stall as well, and then Veerly walks off into the slums.
Into the slums, that's the wrong direction.
Okay. Well, as I'm still somebody else, I'll follow, yeah, I suppose it's, you know.
You're following?
Yeah, I'm following, yeah.
I might well be kind of hanging around. He was on that square.
Yeah, his stall is basically here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have been hanging around a bit between there and the pub.
Okay, yeah.
And the hall. The goblin pub.
Yeah. You can keep an eye on him quite easily. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go very far. He ends up going into a house over here.
Right. I'm going in.
Is that his house, we assume, or...?
You don't know, but...
I'm just walking in.
You're going in?
Yeah.
Okay. You can see Veerly in there, hugging kids. Some kids have obviously come up and said hello to Dad when he gets home. His wife is in the corner, cooking something up, and they all look round and go, "Ah! What are you doing here?"
I look at him.
He says, "Get out of my bloody house."
Try my persuade roll.
Still after that 20, is it?
15.
Minus 3.
Oh, now you're doing
it. Roll it again. It always has been minus 3.
Yeah, it has been, yeah.
No, you don't get to roll it again.
Unless you want to spend an experience point.
He says, get out of my house. And he gives you a kind of like, just a fuck off kind of look.
What are you guys doing? Because I'm staying in the house.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm not. I don't think
I'm... What follow the world kind of up there was?
There, I'm kind of vaguely hanging around, but I'm not necessarily exactly sure where you've gone.
Well, I'm walking there and say, well, I'll change myself and say it's time, then...
Are you going into the house as well?
Yeah, I'm just saying, come on. The deal is a deal is a deal.
He says, I've got 20 minutes yet.
How do you know you've got 20 minutes?
Because the curfew bells have only just started. He said he'd be there by last bell.
But still, I think when the bell's going, the judge isn't going to be at the guild hall.
No, he'll be heading home, won't he?
He'll be heading home.
Well, now that there are quarters in the upper floors of the guild hall where the judge lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, the early, was it? What's your saying? The early bird catches the early worm, whatever it was.
His wife starts going, what's going on? What's all this about? Why are you... Get out of my house! And he's like, don't worry, dear. If we go outside, I'll sort it out, honey. Like, outside.
Uh-huh.
Are you going out?
Is she going out?
Well, he's kind of trying to push you out the door, yeah.
Okay, I'm letting him push me out.
And you,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, he comes out as well, and closes the door, and says, don't fuck it up. Just trust me.
Well, don't piss us around then.
I'm not pissing you around. You're the ones who came into my fucking house.
Trust you.
With the shape shifting thing.
Yeah.
Can I just change, say, one part of my body so I wanted to?
Nah, not really.
Nah, I just wonder if I suddenly wanted it being a changing, I suddenly changed it into a.
Claw. Sword.
No, I'm talking about monsters like
penis.
Yeah.
Turn your head and
a giant willyness.
Penis, excellent, yeah. No, into a wolf's face or something like that, you know, or something.
No, I don't think it works like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Not at novice level, anyway.
Not novice level, okay, I've got to work up, okay.
I don't know if it works like that at the high levels, but certainly not a novice.
No, okay, that's fair.
So he then reaches back to the door, opens it ajar and shouts, I just got to go off and talk to the watch, I'll be back in a minute. And then you can hear her going, well, don't be late again, you didn't come home last night.
No.
So he closes the door and he walks off in the general direction of the guild hall.
Right, yeah.
I'm following at a distance.
And then he makes a run for it.
He can make a run for it.
No, he's as good as his word. He goes round to the guild hall and walks in, and there's a clerk there, and he says, "I need to speak to the judge." And the clerk goes, "What now? Yes, we're almost at last bell." He says, "I know. This is something that the judge will want to hear." And the clerk goes, okay, I'll go and see if he's receiving.
Uh-huh.
Are you staying there?
Well, yeah, I kind of feel I want to know how many could tell the judge anything when he's inside. I was being intimidated by him.
I think we're, I think we're going to be the kind of witnesses to what he tells the judge.
I think you could change shape again and be a human companion of his.
Run out of faces of the finger.
Otherwise, we could be intimidating him, you know.
So after
that's going to freak him out, isn't it, really?
Bobby seems intimidating.
After a couple of minutes, the judge comes down and says, really, your case is being handled by the watch. You know, the charges against you are being handled by the watch. And he says, no, it's not about those I want to talk to you. It's about making a statement about what really happened that day.
Are you there as well, boss, or are you?
Yeah, I'm there. Just standing in the entrance.
And the judge sort of looks at us. What are you doing here?
Witnesses, we are.
Witnesses?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't need you. Off you go. Come with me, Veerly. We'll hear your story. See them out, he says to the ushers. And they say, you better hurry up. You've only got 10 minutes
before. No, I think we're good.
You can make a discreet roll to not come out with us and change into an ushers uniform. Maybe. Go on, try it.
Oh, God.
Well, I lumber.
There is no way. If you do it, you're doing it in front of these people.
Okay.
What about us? All right. That's forgivable, yeah, then, won't it?
Yeah, let's not do that then.
No. I think we.
I'd like one of us to be there, but it can only be you. Otherwise, we look like we're intimidating. We've just been sent out.
You are being ushered out.
Okay. Well, he looks more sensible than me. He looks more.
Yeah, but he can't change his shape. He's one of the co-conspirators.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm heading back to the inn.
Yeah, I guess I am as well.
So they're kind of.
Well, unless you're holding on, so I can find somewhere to quickly.
Cupboard?
A cupboard, yes. A telephone box.
Yes, yeah, they're not really letting you go and wander off to a cupboard. You're by the door, so they're trying to rush you out. You hurry, hurry, you won't get back to the inn in time, hurry.
And the I'll make a great play of. Not quite fitting through the door.
The door is quite big, it's a hall. So this is the one door you can fit through in town.
Oh, God. Shit. Is he still in the fit for you? Is he something or...?
No, they're going up some steps towards a door that takes up to the judge's chambers.
Oh,
Christ. And the ushers are like, come on, I've got to get home as well.
How big is it? Around there, isn't it? Where's the... If I can just dart. Are you going to give me a roll quickly dart, kind of?
No.
No? Oh, bollock.
Because they're slamming the door behind you and locking it for the night.
Sod it. We have to live on... Let's go back to the pub. Don't get caught out in the middle of the night.
Not again.
Let's wait and see what's said.
Okay, you get back to the pub just as the last bell sounds.
Uh-huh.
And you're ushered in. Amla's like, oh, I wonder where you were going to be again. Oh, come in. Shuts the door. You have a long night of pondering and wondering.
Okay, do I recover any hit points?
You recover 8 hit points. You can also, I think you could do a medicus. I don't think you've been beaten up today. Have you?
Well, no, I think we're right, don't we?
So you can do a medicus for the day.
Okay, give me a 4.
Who needs medicus?
I need medicus.
That succeeds. 4. 3.
3.
Do you need medicus?
1. Right.
Okay, I do. I succeed. For 4. Yay. Yay.
Finally. Okay, it's a long night. You lie awake in the barrel cellar, wondering what the following day...
I suppose if all goes to always change into a woman again and talk to Margaret, see if she has spilled the beans on him.
Well, we'll see. I imagine either it's worked or we get hit with an injunction to stay more than 200 yards from him at any one point.
That's the next night. It could be a tense courtroom drama.
What, you working against your ASBO?
Yes.
The morning light comes up. The morning bell rings. Before you've even got to unlocking the door, there's a bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang on the door.
You packed my bags in, haven't you?
Yeah, I packed your bags.
Uh-huh.
I'll go and open the door.
Okay. Amalia is sort of come rushing down, and you open the door, and you see the judge Guadar, and Don Arduendina, the acting watchmaster,
mm-hmm.
With a couple of watchmen,
oh dear.
And one of the judges, ushers, and the judge says, "May I?" Amla, may I come in? And Amla sort of welcomes them in. And they sit down and the judge says, "We've heard some testimony from one of those charged with the affray in here on the day before yesterday. And he has testified that he was encouraged, incited, and indeed paid to cause a problem in your establishment by none other than Ivan Tor, one of our more upstanding members of the town. I have to say, I find this allegation somewhat hard to believe, but we have a written, sworn statement to that effect, and it clearly means that there is an important investigation we need to undertake. For now, there is no suspicion or negative reputation implied about you or your establishment, but obviously you do understand the need to maintain control in an establishment where people are going to be drinking, and your previous exemplary record stands in your favour on this occasion. But clearly, we are going to be unable to tolerate any such incidents in future, and particularly whilst we are investigating this particular incident. So I'm pleased to say that there will be no threat of closure at this stage, at least not until we've investigated these claims. And of course, place them in front of my Lord Tor, because he hasn't had these placed before him yet. But I just wanted to be the first to say that certainly in this time when Elgor is unwell, I wanted to reassure you that the Inn of the Lonesome Ogre is safe for the time being, but remind you of your responsibilities as a landlord here at Granite Hold.
Yay! Yeah.
AMLO is obviously seems very pleased by this, and he thanks the judge, but then he bursts into tears and says, well, there will be no recovery for Elgor, for early yesterday he left and wandered into the forest with the goblin's urge to die in the woods, as he knew his death was coming soon. And so this is just my establishment now that Elgor is gone. And he falls apart.
I hug him with my big arms.
You have been listening to The Simbaroom Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Jan Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.